for the truth you let me see, Sonny. Thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sonny, one so true, I love you. Sonny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sonny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sonny, one so true, yes, I love you. Yesterday, all my life was filled with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sonny, one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. More than 2,600 No Kings protests today across the country. Organizers said 7 million people mustered from Boston to Los Angeles, packing streets with signs and chants, protesting the Trump administration's policies such as his mass deportations. ABC's Christian Cordero on Pennsylvania Avenue near the U.S. Capitol in D.C.
We spoke with Bill Nye, the science guy, recently, and he said compared to other protests that he has been through throughout the years dating back to the Vietnam War, he's seeing a lot more American flags, which he attributes to a sense of patriotism.
Several Shelby County, Tennessee leaders, including Mayor Lee Harris, have filed a lawsuit against Tennessee Governor Bill Lee concerning deployment of National Guard troops in Memphis. Disgraced former Congressman George Santos, whose prison sentence was commuted yesterday by President Trump, saying on social media today that he spoke with the president, the Republican pleaded guilty to two felony counts of wire fraud and identity theft. This is ABC News. An 18-year-old high school student in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, has died after contracting bacterial meningitis. Neshaminy High School in Langhorne issued a letter to parents.
School district officials, along with the Bucks County Department of Health, say Ryan Duffy was a high school senior and became sick last week after contracting bacterial meningitis. A letter to parents of the school obtained by ABC News say he was treated in the ICU before dying on Tuesday. Dr. Delana Wardlow practices family medicine and says bacterial meningitis is contagious.
It can be spread through respiratory droplets. It can be spread through coughing. It can be spread through sneezing.
Symptoms can include severe headaches, fever, and sensitivity to light. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And a tornado watch in effect until 8 Central Time tonight for parts of the Mississippi Valley, including much of Arkansas, northern Louisiana, and eastern Texas near Texarkana. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michael. Mostly cloudy tonight, a couple of showers around the area, a low in the upper 40s. A shower or two tomorrow morning, then some clearing tomorrow afternoon, high upper 50s. Monday, partly sunny, a high in the low 60s, a chance of showers late. It's 60 right now.
Give my talking about hometown stuff, Green Bay stuff. 97.9 WGBW.
Spend the night. stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.
chains on me. All I ask of living is to have no chains on me. And all I ask of dying is to go naturally. Only wanna go naturally. Here I go! Ha! Hey, hey! Here come the devil! Right behind. Don't wanna go by the devil, don't wanna go by demon, don't wanna go by Satan, don't wanna die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be in a world to carry on, yeah, yeah.
A station you don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to. 97.9 WGBW.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for local news and timeless hits, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to wgbw.fm/contest-terms.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Well, she-
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
But today's not, it looked like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You shouldn't lie now, you shouldn't lie.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do.
You shouldn't lie now, you shouldn't lie.
And we'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
And we'll have fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bay.
Friday, October 24th.
I've been cheated.
Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt, as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org or listen to 97.9 WGBW for your chance to win tickets.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
Friday, October 24th, the Meyer Theater, with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart, that expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded.
I got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Okay.
Marcus handles the music. Connie Feldman handles the news. Get your day started with the local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Lord, 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 Lord.